The Fazeyland Fairy Tales, Book 1, How to Fall into Wonderland and Not Be Afraid of Nightmares,
by Michael Rediga, narrated by Mike Dunahy.
In one small town, there lived a good boy named Fazey. Like all children, he loved cartoons and candy. Fazey liked playing with his friends in the yard so much that it was impossible to get him to go home, if you could find him in the first place, that is. His mother would sometimes look out onto the street and yell, "Fazey, come home."
"But Fazey's not here,"
came the reply from the children's playground.
"He's at work." "At work? I'm the one who's got work. Work that I was almost late for this morning when I made that big boy a second bowl of oatmeal. Fazey, come on home, quick."
Loud laughter came from the square. All of the pack knew how much Fazey loved to dig his spoon into his oatmeal in the mornings. He reluctantly but quickly ran home. Everything would have been fine if it weren't for the fact that Fazey had a pretty big problem for his age, and nobody could help him. The problem was that Fazey often had nightmares about an awful, hairy, purple dragon. This enormous monster would give Fazey a fright and try to bite him. And something extremely unpleasant had happened to him the night before. Fazey dreamt that he was the captain of a ship on the high seas. He sharply turned the steering wheel and smoothly maneuvered between the enormous icebergs, singing a happy song.
"I'm the captain, watch out, pelican. I'm the captain, watch out, pelican."
The ship suddenly ran aground alongside a rocky island. When Fazey went ashore to push the ship, the dragon from a cave came after him.
They say that captains raised on oatmeal are tasty."
Well, Fazey did not want to fall into the mouth of a dragon. The monster chased Fazey around the island all night. Fazey didn't get any sleep at all. The next day was especially windy and perfect for flying a kite. Fazey's best friends were already waiting for him in the yard.
"Why the sad face?"
Astra, a nice girl with long hair, asked Fazey.
"I didn't sleep well," he said. "I was running from a dragon in my sleep, and he was trying to catch me the whole time. Once, he even bit me in the behind, and it hurt."
"Good grief," replied Astra.
"So you can't sit now?"
sneered Obi, the other boy. He got a hard noogie in response. As they were talking, the friends arrived at a field and proceeded to put together their kite. Astra still wouldn't quiet down.
"I don't understand you, Fazey,"
she sighed.
"What isn't clear? You really don't know that this dragon is easy to beat?" "But how can I deal with him when it's a dream, Astra?"
said Fazey in surprise.
"You little liar,"
blurted out Obi.
"When I go to bed,"
Astra started matter-of-factly, turning to Fazey,
"I remind myself, if you dream of something awful, you have to remember that it's a dream, and then everything will be how you want it. For example, if I dream of vicious wolves, I turn them into puppies and play with them."
That's when Spar appeared. He was a thick-headed bad boy from the neighbor's yard. Spar was a whole year and a half older than Fazey and his friends and thought he was a tough guy.
"Astra, are you still hanging out with that little kid? Let's go look at my new bike instead."
"Oh, wow, a new bike? Is it red?"
Astra's face brightened and she immediately ran away with Spar without even saying goodbye to Fazey or Obi. Fazey went home sad that evening, although the kite flight was successful and it flew high in the sky for a long time. Astra was not with him, and he had to take some little kids with him instead of her. What a bad day. Sheer frustration. Meanwhile, Astra's words sunk into his heart. After eating dinner and playing with matchbox cars for a while, Fazey went to sleep with the firm intention of finally getting to the bottom of things with that awful dragon. Fazey had unusual dreams all night. As soon as he was about to board a rocket ship, that awful, hairy, purple dragon appeared.
"I'm going to eat you,"
it growled, rushing at Fazey. That's when Fezzi should have remembered Astra's instruction. But no, instead of doing something about the dragon, he ran away again so as not to become the monster's lunch. Basically, this session had been a failure too. Fezzi was upset by his unsuccessful attempt, but the next evening at dinner, he was even more determined.
Mom, give me seconds. Tonight I'm gonna fight the dragon and I'll need more strength, he asked. What a valiant son I have,
doted the mother while putting a double serving on his plate for seconds. That night, the dragon appeared when Fezzi was building a skyscraper in his dream. At first he held still and kept his cool, racking his brains while trying to remember something. However, he was unable to remember anything, no matter how hard he tried.
Aw, so it's you again. It just so happens that I haven't had dinner yet,
hissed the dragon. The boy was then struck with fear, and he was unable to realize that it was all just another unpleasant dream. Just like the last time, Fezzi ran away from the awful hairy purple dragon, and the dragon tried to catch up with him. This, the latest in a series of defeats, only made Fezzi want to persevere even more. That night, he dreamt that he was a knight on horseback riding around his castle. There was suddenly a rumble, and the dragon flew out from the woods snorting fire. He rushed right for Fezzi. The knight, Sir Fezzi, jumped right for the gate of the castle, but somebody shut it from the inside at the last moment. Fezzi was at first afraid, but then he suddenly remembered that he actually wasn't a knight and that he didn't have a horse.
But it's a dream, he cried with joy. Everything will now be how I want it. Oh, it will it?
Mocked the gloating dragon.
I'll still eat you.
Astra tricked me,
Fezzi barely managed to moan as he prepared for the very worst. Fezzi suddenly realized that if this were a dream, then he could indeed control it.
Wait, take this.
By the power of his mind alone, Fezzi was able to shrink the awful, hairy, purple dragon to a size no larger than that of a normal boy, and was also able to materialize a sword. The dragon wasn't scary at all now,
and his eyes filled with tears.
I'm still just a kid, and my name's Luder. I just wanted to scare you. Well, you won't anymore.
Fezzi grinned and swung his sword.
And how about your gift?
Gift? Sputtered Fezzi.
I give you this entire kingdom. It's called Fezziland. Sit back, and I'll show it to you.
Fezzi was quite happy with the proposal. It's not every day that they give you a whole country as a gift. He hopped on Luder the dragon's hairy back, and they flew around the enormous country of Fezziland. Wherever the new friends flew, whatever they saw, they never found where Fezziland ends. This immense country had everything, and even a lake of oatmeal. The sky soon turned to fire, an awful roar let out, and Luder frightfully trembled.
Oh, woe is me! Get out of here, now! What happened? Don't forget to save me!
Was all Fezzi heard before the little dragon threw him off his back right into his bed at home, and then disappeared with a yelp. Fezzi didn't understand what had happened with his new friend, but decided to find out and help him no matter what. He fell soundly asleep to that thought. Now that he had nothing to fear in his dreams, Fezzi woke up happy and satisfied the next morning. He couldn't wait to tell Astra and Obi all about it, and he rushed out to meet his friends. A few more words from Uncle Michael. Dear friend, a new hero has appeared in your life, a boy named Fezzi. Together, you learned how not to be afraid of bad dreams and how to visit the magic kingdom of Fezziland. Maybe you've been there before. Yes, that's right. I didn't misspeak. Everything that happened to Fezzi is a true story. Fezziland exists, and you can visit it too. It's such a big secret that even adults don't know about it. But that's only the beginning of our story. The most amazing adventures are in store ahead for our friends, and you'll soon find out what happened to Little Dragon Luder and how Fezzi and Astra's friendship will develop. But for now, Just think about this magic kingdom while you're falling asleep. Get all 10 fairy tales online at www.fazeyland.com.